A big part of you as a person is also the way that you look at your writing as a business. You are one of the most business-oriented authors that I've had the pleasure of speaking with, and you write about it in great detail as a part of your emails that go out to your readers and fans, as we mentioned before. What's the basis for that interest in business other than just protecting your assets?
Well, I'm fascinated by business. People look at me like I'm a creative, but I'm not. I'm more of a bean counter personality. Creating is very, very difficult for me. I'm a good storyteller once the juices are flowing and the story is there, and I'm able to, and I'm getting better at poking holes in the story so that it's tighter. But naturally, I'm more of an accountant type, I guess you could say. I'm a little bit risk averse, and I pay attention to details, and I grew up dirt poor, so I'm trying to avoid at all costs returning from where I came. I don't want to lose the roof over my head, and I know that without having a handle on how the environment works, I mean, nobody goes and produces a product without doing a risk assessment, not anybody who succeeds anyway, and all that. So when I very first started in the publishing industry, so many of my questions I had been unable to get answered just through the internet. Granted, there was a lot less on the internet back then, but all my questions to my agent had nothing to do with the writing or awards, or I just wanted to know, how does this contract work? What does this mean? How does this process work after that? And so on and so forth. And I'm sure I annoyed her at some point with my many questions. But then I was able to grasp them as well and then internalize them and figure out how to explain that to other people.
And why do you do that? Why do you explain it to other people?
Because these are things I wanted to know, and nobody was able to tell me. And I look around at, well, back then anyway, I looked around at all else that was out there, and it seemed like all writers really talked about was how to write. But, you know, once you pass the basics in writing, it's all the same. In the minds of readers, you know, except for a very selective few, writing is storytelling. And once you can tell a story in a, you know, clean way that doesn't jar the reader from the reading trance, well, after that, it's all just gravy. So what really matters is understanding the business. And the business is actually changing so much, even in my few years of being published, that I'm not sure I completely understand it anymore.